大家新年好
，Happy New Year！
那欢迎大家进入21世纪20年代。
Welcome you to 21st century 2020。
那我现在邀请你跟你周围的人说新年蒙恩。好了，跟你周围人说。
Have a blessed New Year。
我知道不少人新年有新的计划。
I know a lot of you have New Year resolution or plans。
那我在网上搜索了一下。
And so I did some googling。
那新年计划的第一号第一项。
The top one New Year resolution is.
你们猜一猜是什么
？You guess what this is？
啊
，losing weight。
You answered okay. Okay, 是健身。
So it's losing weight or working out.
那这是好的计划。
It's a good resolution.
如果你们有这个计划
，If you have this resolution，
希望你坚持。
Hopefully you can be persistent.
那根据这个哈佛医学院的研究
，And according to research by Harvard University，
说你每天要走10,000步，对你身体有好处。
It says you have to take 10,000 steps every day. It's healthy for you.
那是60年代的数据。
That was from back in the 60s.
那现在呢？
Right today,
说每天48,000步
tells you that you have to walk 48,000 steps.
四万八千步不多，对吧
？I'm only at 2,000 right now, by the way.
那健身很重要。
So exercise is important.
我们中间有些弟兄姐妹，我知道他参加马拉松。
I know some of you actually run marathons.
那你参加这马拉松，实在是让我敬佩。
And I'm inspired by you.
我希望我有一天跟你一起参加马拉松。
I hope that one day I can join you running a marathon.
那今天是新年的第一个主日。
So this is the first Sunday service of the year.
那我们也讲一讲赛跑。
I want to talk about running, racing.
那不一定像马拉松那样的赛跑。
Not necessarily like a marathon.
但人生就是赛跑。
But life is like a race.
所以下面我们读的经文就是讲赛跑。
So we're going to read from Philippians 3.
那这是保罗在讲人生。就是一段路程。
Paul talking about life as a journey.
我们在这儿每个人都是在这个路上在赛跑。
We're all running on this journey.
那保罗说你要赛跑，要奔跑这一生，有三件事你不能忘记。
He gives you three things that you need to remember as you run this race.
那第一件事情你必须要有明确的目标。
The first thing you have to have a clear goal.
第二件事情你必须要忘记背后。
You have to forget what is behind you.
那第三件事要努力面前。
You have to press on and strain forward.
这三件事决定你的一生。
These three things determine your life.
我现在请弟兄姐妹跟我一起来读。
So I want you to read the scripture with me.
那这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
Or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining for what is ahead, I press on toward a goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那这个第13节、14节，希望弟兄姐妹把它背下来。
I hope you can memorize verse 13 and 14.
那今年我希望每一周弟兄姐妹都能把这样的经文背在心中。
Maybe every week you'll recite these two verses.
我刚才说人生就是一段路程。
As I was saying, life is a journey.
有些人跑30年。
Some people, they run for 30 years.
有些人跑100年。
Some people, they run for 100 years.
有些人跑70年。
Some people, 70.
人生就是一段路程。
And it's a journey.
既然是路程，它有起点，有终点。
It has a beginning and an end.
那保罗用这个跑步来比喻人生。
And Paul uses running as a way to illustrate life.
那在古代在希腊，人们喜欢参加体育运动。
And back in the Greek time, people enjoy sports.
所以他用的这种是体育的名词。
So uses kind of sport terminology.
关于人生就是赛跑。
Talk about life as a type kind of running.
有起点，有终点。
There's a beginning and there's an end.
但是奔跑的第一个非常重要的一个要素，就是你要知道 你奔跑的标杆是什么？你的目的是什么？
But the first importance running is you need to know where you're running toward.
不要乱跑。
Don't run anywhere.
你要知道你人生有定向，人生有计划。
There's a destiny, there's an end.
你的人生有个很明确的标杆。
There's a purpose, a goal.
那向着标杆之跑，保罗说你向标杆之跑，就是说向一个明确的方向在跑。
So Paul is talking about running toward that goal with a clear purpose.
我知道我们中间每个人都有标杆。
And now a lot of you have goals in life.
你人生当中有很多的小的标杆、小的计划、小的目的。
You have many small goals and plans, things you want to achieve.
我们中间有很多年轻人在我们中间。
A lot of you who are still young.
你现在好好读书，要进入好的学校，那就是你的目标。
And your goal might be to study hard to get into your dream school.
那去了好的学校之后呢，那不是到底了？那下面呢？将来。拿到一份好的工作。
But just getting to school is not the end. You then set the next goal of trying to get a good job.
所以进入好学校仅仅是一个手段。
So going to school is only a segment of your life.
那进入一个好的，将来拿个好的职业是你的目的。
And then going getting a good job is only a goal, one of the goals.
但是那个不是一个终极的目的。
But it's not the end goal.
你找到工作之后，好的工作之后，下一步是什么呢？
So what do you do after you find a good job?
你可能说要找个好的家庭，成立好的家庭。
Maybe you say I want to have a good family now.
或者说你找一个职位更高的工作。
Or maybe I want to advance in my career.
这样你的一生有很多的目标。
So you have a lot of mini goals in your life.
你完成一个目标，追逐下一个目标。
And once you finish one milestone, you move on to the next.
等到有一天你老了。
And until one day you're old.
那什么是你的终极的目标呢？
So what is your final goal?
那我们中间有很多的人。
A lot of you.
你当年来美国之前，你学习英文。
You're learning English when you're in China or other countries.
你心中目标很清楚，要考托福。
You know that you have to take TOEFL to come here.
托福是你的目的，英文是你的目标，它是你的手段。
Learning your English.
你拿到托福成绩好以后，目的是什么？你要来美国。
And what's your goal? Your goal is to come to the U.S.
来美国做什么？要读书。
And what are you going to do? You study.
那也不是你终极目标。
But that's still not your end goal.
来美国，你想读好书之后找一份很好的工作。
After you study, you find a good job.
那好的工作也不是你终极的目的。
And still, that's not the end goal in itself.
你想拿一个很好的职业。
You find a good career, a good job.
成立好的家庭。
Have a good family.
所以你人生有很多的目标。
You have a lot of mini goals and milestones.
渐渐你老了。
And then you're old.
然后下面一个目标是什么呢？
Then what?
什么是你最终极的目标呢？
What is the end goal you're pursuing?
我刚才说人生是一段路程。
As I was saying, life is a journey.
有起点，有终点。
There's a beginning and there's an end.
但是人生终点的时候，你看看人生还有什么目标。
But once you reach the end, then what?
所以保罗告诉你。
So Paul is telling you here.
人生要有一个标杆。
You need to have a goal.
不是一个小标杆、小目标。
And not just mini goals.
小标杆、小目标是好的。
These are all good for you.
但人生一个终极的标杆、终极的目标。
You need to know where you're going to at the end.
你知道，有一个C.S. Lewis 讲过这个比喻。
C.S. Lewis gave this analogy.
他说人生就像一个大海。
He says like our life is like the ocean.
我们每个人就像大海当中一艘舰艇。
And we're like a battleship in the midst of the ocean.
请大家注意一下，你就是大海当中的一艘舰艇，火气很大。
And you're like one of these battleships in the ocean.
那这些舰艇在大海里头。有三样事情是不能避免的。
And there are three things that the ship cannot avoid.
这三样东西非常重要。
The three things are very important.
第一个你要知道，你这艘船不能破裂。
You need to know that you cannot sink your ship.
不能漏水。
You cannot have a leak.
如果你这条船漏水了
，If you have a leak,
你的命运就是下沉。
Your destiny is at the bottom of the ocean.
第二个呢
？What's the second one？
这条船跟那条船之间不能打架，不能碰撞。
You can't run into another ship.
如果船与船之间碰撞
，If you have a collision，
那的命运是什么
？What's your destiny？
一起毁灭。
That you'll go down together.
今天在这个世界
，So in this world，
问题很多。
We have a lot of problems.
那很多的问题是一个自己这条船在漏水。
Sometimes the problem is caused by our own ship leaking.
那还有一个就是这条船跟那条船之间在打架。
Sometimes because we're colliding with each other.
在乎碰撞。
We're running into other.
然后一起沉没。
And then we sink together.
你家里就是两条船。
Within your family, you have two boats.
你的公司小组里面有五条船，十条船。
And then in your workplace, you might have five.
那这是两个问题。第三个呢？
So here's the third thing you need to avoid, and this is even more important.
你这条船为什么在此？
Why are you here?
你这条船驶向何方？
Where are you going?
什么是你最终的目的地？
Where is your destination?
什么是你最终极的港湾？
Where are you going?
那新年的第一个礼拜，
So this first Sunday,
上帝用他的话语来提醒我们，你的人生有没有一个目标？
God is reminding us, do we have this clear end goal in our life?
有一个终极的目标在什么地方？
What is this final destination?
这是一条船在大海当中。
We're like a boat in the ocean.
你问你自己，你为什么在此？
And we have to ask ourselves, why are we here?
你为什么在地球上？
Why are we on this earth?
存在一百年。
Why do we live for 100 years?
存在60年
or 60 years?
存在30年
or 30 years?
什么是你的终极目标？
Where am I going?
你的终极的港湾是什么？
Where am I heading?
我们中间很多的年轻人，你越是年轻的时候，越是明白这个真理，你一生蒙福。
The sooner you start asking these questions and understanding these truths, the more blessed you are.
可以告诉你，你的老师、你的同事、你的同学都不能回答这个问题。
I can tell you that even your professors, your coworkers, your family, they cannot answer this question for you.
无论是自然科学跟社会科学，不能回答这个问题。
Whether it's natural science or social science, they don't have an answer to this question.
这个答案只有来自创造你的主。
This answer can only be found in the Creator Himself, the one that created your life.
创造你，把你放在地球上。
He created you and placed you here.
他有个目的在你身上。
He has a purpose in your life.
就我们讲，人生是一段路程。
Yeah, so we said life is a journey.
每个人都在奔跑。
We're all running.
你奔向何处呢？
But where are you running to?
你往什么地方去跑呢？
Where are you heading?
那这是每个人要问的问题。
So this is a question you have to ask yourself.
就上帝创造我们，他有个很明确的目标告诉我们。
So when God created us, He has a clear purpose that He communicates to us.
他以每个人受造，他创造我们每个人。就是要进入他永恒的荣耀。
He created us so that we can enter into His eternal glory.
那是我们最终极的目标。
That's where we're heading.
如果你不把这个终极的目标放在你的心中
，But if you don't have this goal in your life,
早晚你会发现人生没有任何的意义。
Pretty soon, realize there's really no meaning in life.
你没有一个终极的目的，也就没有一个人生的终极的意义。
Because if you don't know where you're going, you don't really know why you're here.
当你不明白上帝创造你的目的是要进入他的永恒，进入他的荣耀。
If you don't realize that the purpose of you being here is to enjoy His presence, His glory,
早晚你会发现世上没有一样东西完全能满足你。
And you'll realize that nothing in this world will satisfy you.
那这儿有一个人，你们熟悉他。
You might be familiar with this person.
我知道很多人把他看的是人生的一个榜样。
Some people see him as a role model or inspiration.
大家称他为飞鱼。
Which one are we talking about, by the way?
右边的那个。
Okay, we're talking about a person.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't even realize Michael Phelps. Okay, that's Michael Phelps.
Okay. 他在奥林匹克拿到了22块牌子。
He's received 22 medals from Olympic events.
其中18块是金子做的。
18 of them are gold medals.
你觉得他人生已经得到了很，他已经失去了很多人生的小目标、小计划。
He has peaked a lot, in his life and achieved a lot.
我们中间很多的父母希望你的孩子拿一块。
Maybe you just want your kid to have one.
所以每天 push 他，拿一块。
So you push your kid so that they'll get one gold medal.
他拿到18块是金的。
He has 18.
气死人。
So you can't really compare.
他成功了。
You think he's successful.
他出名了。
He's famous.
钱用不完了
He has a lot of money.
他应该满足了
He should be satisfied.
可是你们知道有一件事情
But there's something that I want to tell
you. 他有一天突然不奔跑了
One day he stopped running.
他为什么不奔跑了
Do you know why he stopped?
他觉得生活不再有任何意义
Because he doesn't find any purpose anymore.
他开始吸毒
He started doing drugs.
开始放纵生活
Started enjoying just letting go.
他说我自己想我觉得自己像一个炸弹，随时和爆炸。
If he says that he feels like a bomb that's about to go off,
他想自杀。
He wants to commit suicide.
他觉得生命没有意义。
He feels like there's no meaning in life.
我们中间很多人说，拿到一块金牌，我人生就有意义了。
Some of you would say, well, as long as I can get one gold medal, there's meaning in life.
他开始自我放弃。
But this guy started to like giving up on himself.
没有人能帮助他。
No one can help him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们人生是一个是段路程，你在赛跑，你在奔跑。
So your life is a journey. You're running. You're racing.
如果是一个小的目标
，But if you only have these mini achievements,
将来有一天。你会发现人生没有一个根本的意义。
And one day you'll realize there's no meaning in life.
当你站在人生中间的时候，发现后面就是个黑点。
When you reach the end and you see nothing but darkness at the end,
那就是个死亡。
You realize there's only death.
你说二十二块金牌乘一个零等于多少
？What's 22 gold medals times zero?
多少？死亡就是个零子。
And death is like that neutralizer, that zero.
所以上帝创造我们，让我们明白人生的终极目标是什么，是他永恒的荣耀。
And so God created us so that we know that our purpose is to enjoy His glory.
也受造是进入永恒。
So that we are called to go into for eternity.
我们这一生是为进入永恒做准备。
That your 80 years in this life is to prepare you for eternity.
我们不明白这个真理，我们就不知道人生到底有什么意义。
If you don't understand this truth, you don't understand the meaning of life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这人生非常的精彩。
Dear brothers and sisters, your life is amazing.
上帝让你享受这个精彩的人生。
You get to enjoy this amazing life.
人生就像一个精彩的故事。
You get to enjoy this amazing story.
但是不要忘记一件事情。
But don't forget this.
上帝给我们预备的
God has, what God has prepared for you
不仅仅是这么多
It's not just this 80 years
上帝给我们预备的像一本伟大的故事书
What God has prepared for you is like a great story
就像这么厚的书
Like this book
你现在所经历的精彩
When the amazing things you experience in Jesus
只是这个封面而已
It's only like the cover of this book
最多像这书的目录而已
And it's only like the index of this book
所以你受造是为了一个永恒的荣耀。
And there's so much more because you're created for His eternal glory.
所以圣经说你奔跑的时候要有个定向。
And so God says when you run, run with a purpose, run with a goal.
要知道清楚你的目标何在。
Know where you're heading.
但是不仅如此。
But not just that.
上帝说我们每个人来到这个世界，上帝给你都有个呼召。
But God says every one of us who are in here, He has a calling for you.
你是独特的。
You are unique.
在座的每个年轻的弟兄姐妹，你是独特的。
Every brother and sister sitting here, you are unique and special.
You are very special.
You are very, very special.
上帝给你特别的恩赐。
God has given you a special anointing.
特别的才干。
A gift, a talent.
特别的机会。
An opportunity.
特别的环境。
The right environment and conditions.
目的是让你回应这个呼召
so that you can respond to His calling.
上帝告诉 John,
He says, John,
我创造你
I created you.
我有个特别的计划在你身上
I have a purpose in your life.
你奔跑这一生
as you're running in your life,
要背负我对你的呼召
you have to respond to my calling.
所以弟兄姐妹，你这一生不仅仅是追求。更好的学位。
So your life is not just about getting a better and higher degree.
更好更高的收入。
Or a higher salary.
更大的名声。
Become famous.
上帝说我对你有个特别的呼召。
God says, I have a calling in your life.
I call you to make a difference.
我呼召你来作为来造成不同的影响。
将来有一天你站在上帝的面前。
When you're standing in front of God one day.
上帝要告诉你。
God will say to you,
My child, 我的孩子
My child,
well done, 做得好。所以在座的弟兄姐妹，你要明白一个道理，将来有一天你奔跑人生的时候，你要到达标杆的时候，到达目的地的时候，上帝要给你奖赏。
So I want you to remember as you respond to His calling and once you reach the end goal,God has reward prepared for you.
就人生有个目标。
So there is a goal in life.
人生有个方向。
There is a direction.
人生有上帝的呼召。
And there is a calling.
所以保罗说，你奔跑一生要明白这个道理。
So Paul says you have to understand this as you run this life.
不要乱跑。
Don't just wander around.
乱跑是浪费你的时间。
Don't waste your time.
所以上帝呼召你。
So God calls you.
是让你有一个积极的人生。
So that you can have a positive life.
It's stuck. 上帝要你明白一个道理，这实际上不是消极的等待将来有一天我进入天堂，不是的。
So you're not just passively waiting.
所以上帝让我们知道回应他的呼召。
God calls you to actively respond to Him.
我劝弟兄姐妹一起跟我讲这句话。
Okay, let's read this together.
我奔跑不像无定向。
I do not run like a man running aimlessly.
所以一个人在世上奔跑没有定向。
If you're running without aim,
就像刚才所讲的那个体育运动员一样。
It's like an athlete.
他不知道为什么活着。
You don't really know why you're.
但是感谢主，他的朋友把福音介绍给他。
But praise God, his friend Michael Phelps' friend preached the gospel to him.
他的 friend 是在 Baltimore 叫做 Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, who is a football player in Baltimore.
他是基督徒，把福音介绍给 Phelps.
Who is a Christian, so he started preaching the gospel to Michael Phelps.
Phelps 慢慢明白人生有个定向。
Michael started to understand that there is.An angle to life, there's purpose in life.
我们受造是要进入永恒。
That we're created for God's glory.
受造是呼应上帝的呼召。
That we're created to respond to His calling.
我们受造是在这个世界当中成为上帝荣耀的见证。
They're created to become God's testimony in this world.
为人生有很多小的目标感谢主。
We thank God for a lot of the milestones in our life.
但不要忘记人生有个终极的目标。
But let's remember there's an angle in life.
上帝要让你奔跑。
God has called you to run.
上帝让你要拿到那个奖赏。
God wants you to receive that prize.
所以基督的人生是非常积极的人生。
So our life is a very positive and active life.
是有定向、有目标的人生。
We have direction. We have a goal.
那第二件事情，保罗劝我们。
The second thing that Paul encourages us.
他说你要忘记背后。
He says forget what is behind.
我们人有记忆很奇怪。
Have you ever wondered why we have memory?
那很多事情你想记得，可是却忘记了。
Some things you try to remember, you keep forgetting.
你想忘记的，却偏偏记得很清楚。
There are things you try to forget, but then that just kind of stick with you.
你要奔跑这人生的道路。
And so, and you're running this life.
你必须要忘记你的背后。
You have to forget what is behind.
那我现在请 Pastor Andrew come on,
Pastor
Andrew 上来，他来讲这一段。我们怎样来忘记背后？
He's going to preach about what it means to forget what is behind.
Hi. Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
And that goal is a prize.
目标有奖赏。
So we are reminded that this is an athletic event.
我们被提醒这是一个体育项目。
Now, imagine Jeff and I are in a race.
你想象一下，如果 Pastor Andrew 和我在一起参加一个赛跑。
Who do you think would be the winner?
谁会赢这个赛跑？
I know what you're saying. He's from Jamaica. He would be the winner.
哎，你们会说，牧师是从牙买加来的，他一定会赢。
But what if I tell you that I plan to run the race looking behind me?
但是如果我告诉你，我边跑边向后看。
It's more likely Jeff would be the winner.
大概我会赢吧 ，Jeff， 我会赢得这个比赛。
Well, Paul is concerned that many of us are running the race looking behind us.
保罗有点担心我们，因为他觉得我们每个人在赛跑的时候都一直向后看。
And because of that, we cannot reach our goal.
因为这个原因，我们没办法达到我们的目标。
What are some things that we are looking at behind us?
我们向后看到底看什么呢？
They fall usually in two categories.Our failures and sometimes our victories.
通常我们向后看，看到两个方面的东西，一个是我们的失败，一个是我们的成功。
When we say failures, things that we didn't do too well in the past, in 2019.
当我讲到失败的时候，我说的是在2019年的时候，有些事情我们做的不是很好。
Or maybe we have some things that people have done to us, people have hurt us in the past.
也许是那些有些事情我们受到了别人的伤害，有些事情别人对我们做的一些事情。
And so we have bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness in our hearts.
我们心中有些苦毒，有些怨恨，我们不太容易愿意去原谅。
Those things will hinder us from running the race that Christ has for us.
但正这些事情会阻碍我们向前跑。
Maybe it is some positive things. Maybe.We have accomplished some mighty things in the past.
也许有些正面的事情，也许我们做成了一些事情。
Maybe we were a deacon. Maybe we used to get up early and come and fix up the tables and the chairs and cook the food.
也许我们成为了执事，为教会修些椅子，然后做一些饭食。
But now we are comfortable and we're basking in 2019 or beyond, and we said, I don't need to do anything anymore.
我们感到我们在2019年所成就的非常满足，我们不需要再做新的事情了。
I've met believers who said, when I used to be young, I used to do certain things for Jesus, but now I don't need to do anything more.
很多信徒常常说，我曾经年轻，我年轻的时候为耶稣做了很多事情，我现在不想做了。
You cannot reach the goal by looking behind you.
你如果常常向后看的话，你永远也达不到你的目标。
As much as those things may be good,
你过去做的事情也许非常好。
As much as you have those trophies on the wall,
也许你已经得着了很多奖赏，有奖赏放在你的墙上。
God has great things in store for us in 2020.
我们的神在2020年有更伟大的事情等着我们去做。
And he wants us to take hold of them.
神愿我们能够得到这些事情。
So we have a goal.
所以我们让我们有一个目标。
And we need to forget those things behind.
让我们来忘记我们过去的事情。
And Pastor Wang is going to tell us the third thing what we need to do.
王牧师现在会告诉我们第三件事情。
Reach.
Thank you.忘记背后太重要了。
Forgetting what is back is very important.
就像 Pastor Andrew 刚才所说的。
Just like what Pastor Andrew just preached on.
你在过去有伤害。
Maybe there's failures behind you.
你的家庭，你的工作。
Failures from your family, from workplace,
你的婚姻
from your marriage,
你的儿女
from your kids,
你的同事
from your coworkers,
可能给你造成了很多的伤痛
maybe they have caused some pain,
那一直是在纠缠你
and holds you down,
你离不开过去就不能进入未来
if you can't escape your past, you cannot move forward,
其他医生跟我说你离不开过去就不能进入未来大家一起说你背负过去难以奔向未来。
If you're holding onto the past, you cannot move forward.
过去在教会当中也可能也会有伤害。
And maybe you've experienced hurt and pain from church.
所以上帝说，忘记背后。
And then God says, forget what is behind you.
努力面前。
And press on.
啊，第三。
And the third thing is I want to talk to you about.
努力面前。
Straining forward.
那基督徒的生活态度是永远向前看，向上看。
And the attitude that we should have as a Christian is to press forward and look up.
上帝在前面等候我们。
God is waiting in front of us.
上帝在后面已经赦免我们。
God has forgiven our past.
所以上帝让我们进入一个新的世界。
So God wants us to enter into a new life.
一个新的未来。
A new future.
所以你要努力面前。
And so he says press on.
努力的面前，这个努力这个字很重要。
He says strain forward. And that's important.
你说我走向明天，这样也是走路。
You can walk very leisurely.
好像没有精神。
And there's not a lot of energy.
没有动力。
There's not a lot of power.
努力面前意思就是说你要全心以赴。
But what Paul is saying here is straining forward with everything that you got.
因为上帝在前面等候我们。
Because God is waiting for us.
上帝要使用我们。
God is going to use us.
上帝对我们有新的计划。
God has a plan for us.
那我们在努力面前的时候，我们记住一件事情。
And as we're straining forward and pressing on, we have to remember this.
前面的道路你需要计划。
You have to have a plan for where you're going.
那在一个终极的标杆下面
at the end goal
我们有很多小的标杆
there are milestones that lead up to it
这小的标杆是必要的
these are necessary
人生的计划是必要的
having a plan in your life is necessary
如果你没有计划年年都是一样
if you don't have a plan then every year is going to end up being the same
年年一样就毫无新样
if every year is the same then nothing is new
所以弟兄们一年过去又一年再来
so a year goes and a year passes
这上帝在提醒我们一件事情。
God reminding us one thing.
在座的每个人都活在时间的里面。
You're all living within a limited time.
你想想，我们常常想到一些秒、分。
You're counting the seconds. You're counting the minutes.
时间时。
You're counting the hours.
一天、一周、 这个月一年
your days, your weeks, your month, your years,
这就是时间概念。
This is just a concept of time.
你想呢？去年、今年、明年，这是时间概念。
You have this concept of last year, this year, and next year.
过去、现在、未来，这是时间概念。
Past, present, future.
所以我们每个人都活在时间的里头。
And so we're all living under these limited time frame.
一周只有168个小时。
You only have 168 hours a week.
你该怎么样来使用这些时间？
How are you going to use these hours?
圣经上告诉我们说，上帝啊，求你教导我怎样数算自己的日子。
And so in the Bible, the psalmist says, ask God to teach us how to count number our days.
就是告诉你怎么使用时间。
Teach us how to manage our time.
好像我们都是一个智慧的心。
So that we can receive wisdom.
上帝让我们成为一个智慧人。
God wants us to be wise.
那我请弟兄姐妹来读这样一段经文。
So I want you to read this with me.
每个人的时间就是那么多。
And you have the same amount of time.
我们请弟兄姐妹一起跟我读。
Let's read it together.
看得见吗？
Can you read it?
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人，要爱惜光阴。因为现今的时代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。有两种人，一种人是愚拙人，一种人是聪明人。
There's two kinds of people. One is foolish, one is wise.
那上帝说你要成为有智慧的人。
God says, be the wise, be wise.
要 redeem your time.
Says, use your time wisely, redeem your time.
要知道怎么使用你的时间。
Know how to manage your time.
你的时间就是你的生命。
Your time is your life.
你的生命就是你的时间。
Your life is your time.
你的一生是七十年。
Yeah, you might have 70 years.
这就是你的时间。
And this is the amount of time that you have.
如果你是一百年，这一百年就是你的时间。
And if you live 100 years old, then you have 100 years.
那夺走你的时间就是夺走你的生命。
If I take away your time, then I take away your life.
我占用你的时间就是占用你的生命。
Am I using your time and using of your life?
浪费你的时间就是浪费你的生命。
If you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要浪费你的时间。
So brothers and sisters, don't waste your time.
我们在这个世界当中，我们可以有我们的娱乐生活。
We can have entertainment.
你可以 enjoy 你的 friendship， 你的朋友在一起。
We can enjoy our friends.
可以参加各种各样的 party.
We can attend parties.
但是上帝叫你奔跑前面道路的时候，你要记得不要浪费你的光阴。
As God calls you to run toward that goal, remember not to waste your time.
你看看这儿这幅画，我圣诞节的晚上也用过。
I remember showing this picture to you on Christmas Eve.
我特别向我们正在年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And I encourage people, brothers and sisters.
不要浪费你的时间。
Don't waste your time.
你的时间就是你的生命。
Your life, your time is your life.
上帝对你有特别的呼召。
God has a special calling for you.
我常常跟我的孩子说。
I often tell my kids.
You come to the world with a mission and purpose.
你进到这个世界是有一个呼召，一个使命。
我希望他能记住。
I want them to remember.
你在这个世界有使命。
That you have a calling.
你在这个世界是有任务的。
And you have a mission.
是有个目的的。
And you have a purpose.
不要浪费这些时间。
Don't waste your time.
你知道Android 这个发明人。
You know the inventor of Android.
他当时发明的时候他讲了一句话。
When he invented Android, he said this.
他说我要杀死你们所有的人。
I'm gonna kill you all.
那他这是个笑话。
And that, even though that was a joke.
但今天真的杀死许多人。
But he really brought death to many.
为什么时间就是生命？
Because your time is your life.
他夺走你的时间就是夺走你的生命。
As he takes away your time, he's taking away your life.
当你不能有计划的时候。
And when you don't have a plan.
当你没有，即使有目标，没有计划，你也达不到那个目标。
And so even if you have a goal, but you don't have a plan to get there, you'll not reach there.
所以现在我们面对是一个崭新的一年。
So as we go into 2020, a new year.
我知道我们在这所有的弟兄姐妹的工作有计划。
I know you have a plan at your workplace.
你的家庭也有计划。
Your family, you have a plan.
那我现在要讲一讲我们基督徒的生命成长应当有计划。
And when I talk about our spiritual growth as Christians, we should have a plan too.
要努力面前一定要有计划。
As we press on, we need to have a goal.
你没有计划就年年都是一样。
If we don't have a plan, then every year will be the same.
我有五点请弟兄姐妹我们在这一年我们彼此来努力。
So these are the goals and things that you can do this year.
那第一个我们要一起来读神的话语来背诵神的话语。
We have to start reading the scripture and memorizing the scripture.
那神的话是灵是生命。
God's word is the spirit, is life. That we have a plan of reading the scripture. If you don't have a plan to read the scripture, you'll never finish the Bible. How many people have read the Bible once this
past
year? Some of you, I praise God that you've read. If you read 4 through 10 chapters, then you wouldn't be wasting time on other things.
所以弟兄姐妹,你想一想,
think about whether you have a Bible reading plan for this year.
那你要背诵神的话语,
you have to start memorizing scripture.
在今天的经文在你的周报上面,
the scripture from today's sermon is on your bulletin.
他说,弟兄们,只有一件事,
he says, there's only one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
要说神在耶稣基督里,
I pressed on toward a goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
你读神的话语,
as you read the scripture and you place that scripture in your heart, as his heart transforms you, it gives you power and strength.
圣灵用这个话语来滋润你,
Holy Spirit nourishes you and speaks to you through his word. I really hope that all of our Bible study groups, as we gather, we would spend time and memorize verses together. So if you press on, you have to make a plan. And this is healthy for the growth in your life. The second thing you have to learn is to worship and pray.
主日敬拜我们在一起聚集一起来敬拜。
Sunday we're worshiping together.
要有计划。
You have to have a plan.
你不能说到星期天早晨闹钟响起一看, 哎呀,10点半了。
You can't set your alarm for 10:30 on Sunday morning and hit your head.
上架太晚了,
and say, oh man, it's too late.
请个假吧,
maybe I'll just skip today.
下一次再去吧,
maybe next Sunday.
这是没有计划的,
that means you didn't plan for this.
你星期天早晨,
on a Sunday morning,
已经10点钟了,
it's already 10 o'clock.
哎,孩子们,今天是礼拜,
and then you just remember today is Sunday.
你们要去吗?
You're like asking your kids, hey, do you all want to go?
老大说,我不要去。
The oldest one says, I don't really want to go.
老二说,我要去。
The second one says, yeah, I want to go.
那爸爸妈妈说,哎,我们生活在美国啊。
And so as dad and mom, he's like, oh, well, we're living in America.
我们强调是民主啊。
It's a democratic country.
我们投票吧。
Let's vote.
结果家里面有四口之家。
So you have 4 people.
三个人投票说不要去,
3 people says they don't want to go.
只有一个说要去,
and 1 wants to go.
那这里面又不来了,
so that they don't come.
这是没有一个计划的,
it means you don't have a plan to attend.
你不可能有一个敬拜的生活。
If you don't have a plan, then you don't have a worshipful life.
你要把主日的敬拜当成你的人生很重要的一件事情。
You have to treat this as first importance.
所以弟兄姐妹, 你要家中没有计划, 就很难有在一起集体敬拜的时间。
And if you don't have a plan, you don't really have time to worship as a family.
在我们的人生当中, 很多人你是不敢忽视他的。
In your life, there are a lot of people that you don't dare to ignore.
你不敢忽视你的配偶。
You don't dare to ignore your spouse.
你也不敢忽视你的儿女。
And you wouldn't ignore your children.
你也不敢忽视你的老板。
You wouldn't ignore your boss.
最让你忽视的是谁?
But who do you ignore?
上帝。
A lot of times you ignore God.
说你没有一个计划来敬畏他,来敬拜他,
and so if you don't have a plan to come and worship him, then you're ignoring him.
说你不能敬拜,
and so if you don't worship and pray, how are you going to run toward this goal?
我巴不得每个弟兄姐妹你要知道,
I want you to know worship has many different formats.
是不是集体敬拜?
This is a corporate worship.
上帝要求我们在一起敬拜。
God commands us to worship together.
所以你要心里有一个计划。
You have to have a plan.
我们全家一起来敬拜。
As a family, we come together to worship.
不管这个世界发生什么,
it doesn't matter what's going on in this world.
我们全家一起来敬拜神。
Our family is going to come and worship.
那个人的敬拜很重要。
But you also have individual worship.
你需要祷告。
You have to pray.
祷告在神面前一种敬拜。
Praying is an act of worship.
说主啊,
you're praying to God saying, God, you are the center of my life.
基督,
Jesus, you are the goal of my life.
我要寻求你。
I'm going to seek you.
帮助我每天奔向你。
Help me to press on toward you.
也帮助我全家来奔向你。
Help my family to press on toward
you. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天这个世界每个人生活压力很大。
I know in this time that we have a lot of stress.
你都不敢想有一天突然你在你的工作岗位上就突然单就崩溃了。
And maybe one day you just collapse at work.
甚至你在外面旅游的时候不知道会发生什么。
And maybe some accidents might happen when you're taking a vacation.
我们活在巨大的压力之下。
So there's a lot of stress.
你个人的敬拜，集体的敬拜是祝福你。
And so your individual worship is a blessing.
不是浪费你的时间。
It doesn't waste your time.
你需要一种内在的力量。
You need to have that inner strength.
面对生活的挑战。
So that you can face challenges in life.
面对生活的压力。
To face pressure in life.
就你需要上帝的话，生命的粮。
So you need the word of God in your life.
你需要亲近上帝。
You need to encounter him.
你不能离开上帝。
You cannot be without it.
那还有一个重要的事情我告诉弟兄姐妹。
And then one more thing I want to share with you.
祷告敬拜我们需要一个小组。
As you worship and pray, you need to do it in groups.
你奔跑的时候一个人跑。
It is very difficult to run by yourself.
你跑得不会太久。
You can't run very long.
大家同意吗？
Do you agree?
我们几个人在一起跑，两个人在一起跑，一个小组在一起跑，你跑得久。
But when you have two, three, four more people running together, then you can keep going.
不要轻忽小组的功能。
Don't minimize the power of being in a group.
我们需要在小组里头，团体里头彼此鼓励。
We have to be in a small group so that we can encourage one.
那一起奔跑。
So that we can run together.
那第三点。
The third thing.
我们每个基督徒在生命当中，我们需要成长。
You have to grow in your life.
我们每个人要活在神的面前。
You have to live before God.
我们需要建造我们属灵的品质。
You have to build your character.
在新的一年当中
，In this new year,
我们每个人越来越像基督。
That you becoming more and more like Jesus.
不是像每年都是一样。
So that you're not all the same.
你问问自己
，But ask yourself,
主，我是不是一个有承担的人
？Do I have Am I a responsible person?
我是不是值得别人信任的人
？Am I trustworthy?
如果人把这个事情交给你，你是不是能完成得了
？If I'm given a task, can I accomplish it?
你有没有委身
？Do I sacrifice and serve?
是不是你虎头还蛇尾？能不能完成它
？Can you complete the task that's given to you?
这都是你的品质问题。
These are all about your character.
如果一个人是不值得别人信任的人
，If you're not trustworthy，
是不可靠的一个人
，If you're not dependable，
你怎么能承受上帝给你的祝福
？How can you receive the calling from God？
上帝把更多的责任放在你的肩头上
，How can God give you more responsibility？
可是你不是个值得信任的人
，If you're not trustworthy，
是个不可靠的人
，If you're not dependable，
上帝不可能把更重要的使命放在你的身上
，God cannot place a heavier calling on you。
上帝呼召我们向着标杆直跑
，God calls us to run toward the goal。
上帝让我们得到那个奖赏。
God wants us to win this prize.
我们要建造一个属灵的品质。
And so we have to build this character.
信仰不仅是嘴巴的功夫。
Our faith is not just what we say.
它让我们生命的品质里头。
But it's also our character.
来彰显基督的形象。
That our life exemplifies who Jesus
is. 是我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
自小就开始。
Start when you're young.
在小事上就开始注意。
To be faithful on the little things.
许多事情每天都要做。
There are a lot of things that you do every day.
每天都做就形成习惯。
Yeah, you're doing every day, it becomes a habit.
习惯就形成品质。
And the habit becomes a character.
品质就决定你的命运。
And character decides your destiny.
所以每天小事情当中不可马虎。
So don't ignore the little things in life.
那过一个有极致的人生。
Live a positive and active life.
你智慧增长，知识增长。
Live with wisdom.
你的品质要增长。
Grow your character and your wisdom.
那第四个彼此相爱。
And the fourth thing I want you to focus on this year is love one another.
我问在座的所有的弟兄姐妹。
Let me ask you this.
如果你是信耶稣现在二十年了。
Have you been a Christian for 20 years?
如果有人告诉你一句话说。
If someone says to you.
上帝最重要。你同意吗？
If they say God is the most important, do you agree?
同意吗？如果他再说，上帝最重要，人不重要。
And then he continues says God is the most important and people are not important.
你觉得这话对吗？
Do you still agree?
对不对？我知道我们中间有很多属灵的人。
There are a lot of us who appear spiritual.
他常常说上帝重要，人不重要。
It says that God is important and people are not.
这句话讲错了没有？有没有错啊
is it wrong or is it true
那有的时候在这艰难的环境的里头比方这个黑暗的环境的里头有人强迫你放弃信仰 那是说上帝重要，人不重要，可以讲这句话。
There is a context. There's sometimes the statement is true. If someone is persecuting you and wanting you to give up your faith, then this statement is true that God is the most important and people are not.
在我们的日常生活当中，应该是怎么样呢？
But then in your day-to-day life, what should this statement be?
上帝重要。
God is important.
人也重要。
And others are important.
大家一起跟我说，上帝重要。
God is important. And people are important.
人也重要。你说你在讲什么
？And you're like, what are you saying?
当上帝真是对你重要的时候
，When God is really important to you,
你身边的人变得就开始变得越来越重要。
Those people around you become even more important.
你开始尊重他
，You start to respect them.
你开始聆听他
，You start to listen to them.
你不会小瞧他
，You wouldn't minimize them.
你不会忽视他
，You wouldn't ignore them.
因为人很重要
，Because people are important.
弟兄姐妹，教会就是个爱的大家庭。
A church should be a loving family.
每个人都很重要。
That everyone is important.
每个人都很重要。
Everyone is important.
你重要不是因为你钱多，你的地位高，你长得俊，不是。
You're not important because you have money or you have a good job or you look handsome.
你重要是因为上帝爱你。
You're important because God loves you.
基督在你的里面。
That Jesus is in you.
你身上有上帝的形象。
That you have the image of God.
上帝呼召我们每个人去爱。我们周围的人
So God calls us to love those around us.
爱你小组的弟兄姐妹
Love those brothers and sisters in your family.
爱你家里的人
Love your family.
爱教会的弟兄姐妹
Love brothers and sisters.
爱你的邻居
Love your neighbors.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督徒活在这个世界
So as Christians, we live in this world.
爱是我们的标记
Love is the mark of a Christian.
也许我们不完美
Maybe we're not perfect.
但是我们有个目标
But we have a goal.
在新的一年，主啊，我愿意
In this year, we're willing.
让你的圣灵来浇灌我。
That your spirit to nourish us.
让我们的爱越来越多。
So that we grow in love.
让我们记得一句话。
Let us remember this.
上帝重要。
God is important.
人也重要。
People are important.
如果你爱上帝。
If you love God.
却不爱人。
But you don't love people.
我们已经亏欠
了。Then.
最后一点。
We're lacking. Last one.
有使命。
There's a mission.
每个人来到这个世界有上帝给我们的呼召。
As you are being created and placed on this earth, you have a calling.
我们每个人都有使命。
We have a mission.
教会有使命。
The church has a mission.
教会有使命要传福音。
The church has a mission to preach the gospel.
教会有使命要见证基督。
To testify for Jesus.
我们每个人都有使命。
And we have this calling.
你来到这个世界就有使命。
And you have a calling in this world.
我们在这个新的一年当中。
And in this new year.
让我们记得。
Let us remember
我们有使命
that we have a mission.
我们有使命去见证基督
Our mission is to testify for Jesus.
我们有使命去传福音
to preach the gospel.
让我们成为一个有使命的人
Let us become let us live missionally.
让我们背负使命
Let us carry God's calling.
奔向前直跑
and run towards the goal.
我们家一些年长的伯父伯母
Some of you are seniors in here.
我看望他们的时候
When I visit you,
我总是告诉他们
I always remind them,
你是有使命在身上的
You have a calling.
你不要说我是虚度这些时间
Don't say that I'm old and I'm ready to die.
只要我们还没有建筑我们一定有使命
As long as you're still living, then you have a calling.
你的使命可能是祷告
Your calling could be just pray.
你的使命可能跟别人传福音
Your calling could be to share the
gospel. 但每个人都有使命
But all of us have a calling.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹我们教会中间年轻的弟兄姐妹你有使命
So those younger brothers and sisters here, you have a calling.
我刚才说你 come to the world with a mission and a purpose.
你进到这世界上是有一个使命跟一个呼召
不要忘记神给你的托付
Don't forget what God has entrusted you.
刚才我看到几个年轻人在拉这个玉器
And when I was watching our youth orchestra,
求上帝帮助你
I pray for you,
发现你身上的恩赐
that you'll discover the gift that God has given you,
那发展这个恩赐
that you'll use the gift,
使用这个恩赐
and use the gift
来荣耀神
to glorify God.
这是回应上帝的呼召
This is how you respond to His calling.
不亏负上帝给你的使命
that you are faithful to His mission.
我特别提一下
one more thing.
我们中间做父母的
those that are parents
在新的一年我们对我们的下一代
and this year as you're thinking about your kids
你不但为他祷告
now you pray for them
在属灵的生命当中在他信仰的造就过程当中你有没有计划
do you have a plan for your kids as they grow spiritually
成功的人生不一定等于快乐的人生
a successful life doesn't necessarily mean a joyful life
你希望你的孩子成功是好的。
You might have a plan for your kids to be successful.
但成功的人生不一定等于快乐的人生。
But it doesn't mean they're joyful.
我见过很多成功的忧愁的人。
I've seen a lot of successful people who are filled with sorrow.
第二句，快乐的人生不一定等于有价值的人生。
But just second thing is a joyful life doesn't mean a meaningful life.
第三，你有世上有价值的人生，不一定等于在永恒当中你过了一个有价值的人生。
A meaningful life in this world doesn't necessarily mean meaningful in eternity.
你希望你的孩子将来站在上帝面前吗？
So imagine that your kid standing in front of God one day.
希望你的孩子人生有个终极的标杆吗？
Do you want them to have eternal goal?
做父母的
as parents,
我们有一个使命
you have a calling,
我们有一个呼召
you have a mission,
把我们的孩子带到神的面前
to bring your kids before God.
这个世界要夺走我们的孩子
This world is trying to take our kids away.
你看这个世界多混乱
Look at how chaotic this world is.
到今天最 common sense 都没有了
There is no more common sense.
我们生下来就知道我们是男人跟女人
You know, we usually were born knowing that we're either guys or girls.
现在我们又够又糊涂。
But then we're kind of confused now.
我们都不知道自己是谁。
We don't know what our identity is.
所以现在弟兄要回到上帝的面前来。
I pray that you'll come before God.
把你的孩子带到神的面前来。
Bring your kids before God.
成功的人生不等于快乐的人生。
A successful life doesn't mean joyful life.
快乐人生不等于有价值的人生。
A joyful life doesn't mean a meaningful life.
有价值人不等于有永恒价值。
And meaningful life doesn't mean that it has meaning in eternity.
所以我们将来要向着标杆直跑。
So encourage your kids to run toward a goal.
我们将来有一天站在永恒的上帝面前。
And they will one day stand in front of God.
我们回家了。
That they're coming home.
我们的神说。
And then God will say this to them.
我的孩子。
My child.
做得好。
Good and faithful. Good job. Well done.
那是上帝对我们的承认。
That is a recognition from God.
那是上帝给你的价值。
That is the value that God has given.
那个价值成到永永远远。
This value is last eternal.
让我们每个人都活在主的面前，在新的一年当中。
So this year, help all of us live before God.
我们有基督。
That we have Jesus.
我们有标杆。
We have a goal.
我们忘记背后。
We forget what is behind us.
我们努力面前。
We're pressing on.
我们在基督里头，我们可以过一个得胜的一年。
And we're living a victorious life this year.
我请弟兄姐妹一起起立。
Let's all stand up.
让我们来唱这首诗歌。
We're gonna sing this victory in Jesus.
我们是唱这个副歌。
We're just gonna sing the chorus.
那个啊，副歌，我们是唱那个副歌，在基督里得胜那首歌。那个印象是哈。刚才我们唱那首诗歌的时候，是在基督里。我们能得胜，靠基督得胜一首歌，能找到吗？啊，我们只唱副歌，看到吗？
靠主说我救主能得胜到永远，主之爱寻找我。赐我赎罪之恩，我恩召爱我，我愿全心爱我主，保全一切说，赐我永远的
靠主耶稣，
靠主耶稣，我的神。难得胜到永远，
请找我，赐我赎罪之恩，我本常爱我，我愿全心爱我主，保全你给我。使我永远
的
靠主耶稣，靠主耶稣，能得胜到永远。主是爱，请教我，我就是主，我深深爱我。
带领我们进入新的一年。
Father God, we thank you for leading us into a new year.
你是创造时间的主。
That you created time.
你是生命的主。
You've given us life.
你给我们时间，给我们生命。
You've given us time and given us life.
因为你给我们人生的标杆。
And you've given us a goal in life.
你给我们人生的托付和使命。
You gave us a calling.
你给我们每个人都有天上来的呼召。
We all have a calling from heaven.
主让我们在新的一年靠你得胜。
So that would help us to live a victorious life this year.
让我们努力面前。
To have us press on.
让我们真的是忘记背后。
And forget what is behind us.
向着标杆直跑。
Straining toward a goal.
主我们为我们的家人祷告。
We pray for our family.
你医治他们内心的伤痛。
That you heal the hurt in their life.
让他们能忘记背后
so that they can forget what is behind.
让他们能来到你的面前
so that they can come before you.
让他们人生有永恒的标杆
so they have a goal in life.
我为我们的亲友还没有信主的亲友祷告
we pray for all the family members who are still not believers.
主你的光照进他们的内心
that your light will pierce into their heart.
在你之外我们找不到人生的标杆
because there is no meaning outside of you.
我们只有小的标杆
We only have mini milestones
小的计划小的目标
Mini plans, mini goals
当那大限日来到的时候
But then when we are faced death one day
不再有任何的目标
There is no meaning in all that
主你光照我们的心
So I pray that your light
圣灵你光照我们的心
Your spirit speaks to us
当你我们知道你就是我们人生的标杆
So that we know that you are our goal
帮助我们与你连接
Help us be connected to you
帮助我们亲近你
Help us to draw close to you.
主我们为我们的工作祷告
We pray for our work.
让我们在新的一年当中
And this new year.
让我们靠着你给我们的刚强
That we have your strength.
给我们力量和智慧
Give us joy and wisdom.
面对工作的瓶颈
So that when we're faced with work.
面对工作中的挑战和压力
Faced with challenges.
让我们外在虽然有压力
Even though there is a lot of stress.
让我们内在有力量
That we have strength within.
主我们为我们的婚姻祷告
We pray for our marriage.
我们婚姻当中有不少伤害
There's a lot of hurt and pain.
有许多痛苦的记忆
There's a lot of painful memories.
主啊让我们忘记背后
Help us to forget what is behind.
只有你的话语进来
And let your word come to our lives.
你的圣灵释放我们
Your spirit will relieve us.
我们真的能忘记过去
Give us freedom so that we can forget what is behind.
让我们在新的一年当中
For this new year.
让我们努力面前
That we're pressing on.
与你释放的能力
I pray that you
will
heal us.
进入我们的家庭当中
Your healing power coming to our family.
主我们为我们中间为我们周围的朋友们还没有认识你的人祷告
I pray for those they don't know you yet.
主啊你触摸我们的心
That you'll touch their hearts.
让我们在新的一年来承受你的恩典
This year they'll respond to your blessing.
让我们心灵被你打开
That their hearts will be open.
让我们生命跟你的生命可以连接。
Their life will be connected to your life.
让你的光、你的生命、你的爱流淌进入我们的生命当中。
Let your light, your love, and your life be overflowing in their lives.
让我们不是年年一样，而是一年一个新样。
They're not just living the same as last year, but they're renewing every year.
主，我们把新的一年仰望在你的面前。
We entrusted this year into your hands.
甚至未来的十年都仰望在你的面前。
The next 10 years in your hands.
主你陪伴我们
that you'll walk with us and lead us
你牵拉我们的手
you lead us by our hands
你与我们同行
that you're walking with us
我们是软弱的
we're weak
你是刚强的
you're strong
我们是愚拙的
we're foolish
你是智慧
but you're wise
愿你的刚强和智慧充满我们
I pray your strength and your wisdom fill us
面对新的一年
that when we're faced with this
我把我们在座的每一个人的健康仰望在你的面前
I entrust our health into your hands
主你给我们健康的身体
I pray that you give us health
不让我们灵魂健康
Not just spiritual health
也让我们身体健康
But also physical health
让我们一起奔跑前面的道路
That we can run this race
让我们每个家庭每个弟兄姐妹都明白你给我们的使命
Pray that all the families and brothers and sisters will understand and hear your calling
让我们奔跑不像无定向的
And then we don't run aimlessly
让我们端拳不像打空气的
We're not just fighting air
让我们持定目标
That we have this goal
让我们寻求你
And we seek you
主啊你帮助我们读你的话语
Help us to read your word
背诵你的话语
Memorize your word
揣摩思想你的话语
Meditate on your word
以圣灵用你的话语来滋润我们的心
That your Holy Spirit will strengthen our inner being
来激励给我们
That give us strength
让我们明白你对我们的呼召
so that we understand and we hear your calling.
让在新的一年当中
Let us in this new year,
让你的教会成为有使命的教会
Your church become a missional church.
让我们每个小组成为有使命的小组
Our small group become missional small group.
让我们每个人成为有使命的人
And we live a missional life.
让我们在新的一年
In this year,
承受你给我们更大的恩典
And we can respond to a greater calling.
主你祝福我们到的每一个人
I pray that you bless everyone.
让我们成为他人的祝福
That we become blessing to others.
主啊使用你的教会
Use your church.
使用到的每一个弟兄姐妹
Use all the brothers and sisters.
让我们忘记背后
That we forget what is behind.
努力面前
We're straining forward.
向着标杆去跑
Toward a goal.
要得你给我们的奖赏
To receive the prize in
谢谢你
heaven.
你的应许从不落空
Thank you for your promise
愿这一年活在你的面前
Let us offer up this year in front
让我们每个人如鹰展翅上腾
That we'll soar like an eagle
让我们过一个得胜的生活
That we live a victorious life
让我们成为得胜的一年
And a victorious life
让我们每个人在基督里真正靠主得胜
That we can live in Christ
谢谢你与我们荣耀的同在
Thank you for your glorious presence
我们这样祷告祈求奉恩主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen. Please be seated.